Echad, Eila Mishpatim. David Oma, so it's got it, the Chazal are explaining, it's Akdoma for Mishpatim. David Oma, Yiras Hashem Tehoir Medes La'ad. That David HaMelech said, Yiras Hashem is Tehoir Medes La'ad. Ma, Kachat HaMoitze Odom Shreinim Medrash Halachos Vagodis. If a person is learns Medrash Halachos Vagodis, Bim Ein Bo Yiras Chet, Ein Bo Yodei Klum. And if the person doesn't have Yiras Chet, then he has nothing. Most Lodom Shalom Lechavero, Yeshli Elef Midah Shal Tevua. Yeshli Elef Midah Shal Shem, Develop Shal Yayin. Person says, I have X amount of Tevua, X amount of Shem, and X amount of Yayin. Midas of Tevua, Midas of Shem, Midas of Yayin. Om Lechavero, Yeshcha Tekois, Litter Noisemem, do you have Kalim to put it into? Im Yesh Lecha, Ken Hakol Shal Lecha. If you have, you get everything. Vim Lav Im Yotcha Klum, you don't have anything, I can't give you. Kach, Odom Shreine HaKoil. A person learns everything. Omrali, they tell him, Yeshcha Yiras Chet HaKol Shalcha. If you have Yiras Chet, everything is yours. Shenema Voya Munas Itecha, Yiras Hashem Hiyo Tzorei. Lekach Nema Yiras Hashem Tehoira, Yiras Hashem is Tehoira, Vanovi Tzeveach Tzim Bemish Betipode, Shaveh Betzdaka. So, one of the Ifanim that Chazal gave Divri Hakdama to Mishpatim is the Inyan of Yiras Shemayim. Lechura, I mean, that inyan is not specific to Mishpatim. I mean, Yiras Shemayim is generally the Olam HaMaisa of all of Torah and Mitzvahs. If a person learns Torah and doesn't have Yiras Shemayim, he's not Mekayim, not Ben Alamakam, not Ben Chaveri, not the Chukim, not Mishpatim. Yiras Shemayim is general, and I mean, you could have, this Chazal could have been written in Yisra as well. I mean, for Matan Torah, a person learns Torah without Yiras Shemayim, like the Gemara says, if a person is Shana and he doesn't have Yiras Shemayim, so he's it rats and so on. I mean, Chazal emphasized that Yiras Shemayim covers the entire gamut of Asiya versus Limud. So why is this Hakdama Dafka over here for Mishpatim? Why does the Shalzach Tzuta Pasha Mishpatim specifically? Because I'll say, Ve'elo Mishpatim, David Amar Yiras Hashem Torah Medes La'ad. Secondly, the Chazal and Shabbos, when they give the different inyanim of, when they give the different Misholim of Yiras Shemayim, so the Misholim are slightly different. All of them deal with the fact that even though you have the Etzem thing, but you're missing a key ingredient. But there's two mishalim, the Veltval, Musa Medaktikit, that seem kilu atar to the Sasra. One Chazal is, it's with one Gemara, it's Gemara da Flamit. One Gemara is that if someone has Torah without Yiras Shemayim, it's kilu he has a huge Oitz of Tevuah, and he forgot to put in the Kav Chomtin. So, and therefore drats. The Musa Haskel, the Sahakol of that Gemara is that there is a Kinyan in Torah without Yir as well, except that the it doesn't last, it falls apart. Then the next Man Yomi gives a Moshel, it's like someone who has he has the door, the inner keys, to the inner door in a palace, and doesn't have the keys to the outer door, which basically means the person's not going to get in at all. You don't get to Torah if you don't pass through the gather of Yira. It's kilu astira. I mean, again, it's mandi omrim. It's not. But lemaisa according to one mandi omrim, you never get to Torah. It's Yira Shemayim is a necessary akdama for Torah. The other one is no. You have Torah, but it tends to fall apart. The person with nisyanus and so on distorts his Torah. It seems to be a tar sasim. But Musa asked a lot. There's another Gemara in Shabbos, much less known, but it gives a modna hagdara of Yiras Shemayim. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, over there it's a halachic shayla b'chlal. It's a shayla of being, if somebody's matzel someone else's stuff on Shabbos, can he take schar for it or not? Can he keep the thing? Chazal say he can keep it, and then there's a shayla of schar Shabbos. That's the sugya. So the Gemara says, The Gemara is done. How's it shayach? Manashach al pidin is allowed to keep the whole thing. So what's the inyan of schar Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, kigoin someone who's yirei shemayim, but not a chassid. So he's yirei shemayim, and he doesn't want to be nene from something that's not his. But on the other hand, he's not a chassid, and b'meila he doesn't want to take something, he doesn't want to give for free. It was time, it was effort, and so on. He's not mochon to give for free. So chassid is someone that gives lifnei meshuras hadin. That's pashut. So that's chassid meloshon mischassid, meloshon chassid. A chassid, we understand that door very well. A chassid is someone who gives mishaloi. He's spending time and effort and risk to be matzel, so he's not mochon to give it for free. That's why he's not a chassid. That actor is good. But on the other hand, he's not taking, he's not a gazlan. I mean, it's not a madrega of yirei not to be a gazlan. Lemaisa, it's hefka. The halacha is that since it becomes hefka, since he's not allowed, the person himself can't take it, so it's hefka mikoyach zuto shalyam, it's hefka mikoyach hefka bezn hefka, it's hefka al pidin. So what does it mean, because he's a kegoyin, the Gemara says he's a yirei shamayim, that he doesn't want to be nene from something that's not his. It's not gzeila, it's not iser. Where's the problem here that conflicts with yirei shamayim? That is, so the Gemara of this being Magdu, Yirei Shamayim Lemaisa, practically, and we're missing a Hagdor over here. What is this? What's the Hagdor of Yirei Shamayim? So let's be explaining a little bit on the Inyan of Yirei Shamayim Be'etzim. And there's a Nifla that's gone in the Inyan of Yirei Shamayim. It's not apparent, but it's the oimek of what Yirei Shamayim is. There's a goyin in Masechtas Kelim, at the end of Masechtas Kelim, a very, very deep goyin. Most of it is not, a big chelik of it is not relevant for us, but the Etzem Agdoros, the way he's magda something, the way he shtals avek something, is yisoidus on this inyan. The Masechtas Kelim finishes with a memra, Ashrecha Kelim, Shenechnasta Betara V'yotzasa Betara. That Masechtas Kelim starts, the first din is that it's Tahar, as far as the Kelim go, and the end of it is also Tahar. The first memra, and the first halacha, and the last halacha in Masechtas Kelim is Tahar. So the Mishnah says, finishes off, Ashrecha Kelim, Shenechnasta Betara V'yotzasa Betara. That's the memra, that's how the Mishnah is Kelim finish. So the goyin is Meirich in his Pirush, and he says, he starts with the following inyan, and then he's Meirich Kedarkoi. He starts that there are three realms in the Bria. There's Oretz, there's Mayim, and the Shemayim. He says the Kol is Ba'aretz. Kol is Ba'aretz. Everything is in Oretz. And therefore, everything that is Tomei is in Oretz. In other words, everything that the Oretz contains is a Bar Kabbalah's Tumah. The Doimimim have a Tzir of Tumah, the Tzmochim have a Tzir of Tumah, the Balachai have a Tzir of Tumah. The Koil that is in Oretz is all Tomei. The Yam is Mufka from Tumah. Nothing in the Yam is Mekabel Tumah. No berry in the Yam is Mekabel Tumah, and the Yam is the Mokar of Tyra, and b'meila the Yam is all mikveh and maya and so on as the Metaya. The Yam is Shaykh to Tohar. So the Koil is the Koil Ba'aretz. That's the Mokum of Koilas Ba'aretz, and everything in the Aretz is Kuloi is Shaykh to Olam of Tumah, and that's where there's a Chalois of Tumah, and the Yam is Mufka from it. And then he says Kalim is starts with the coil and finishes with the yam. So the pshat is it's kulei Torah. It's the tire of coil. And then he's Meirich with darkly with the Seidus and Rimozim. But Alinyanena, I just want to take out this Nekuda here. So the Goyin says a Hagdara that there's two realms. There's a realm of Oretz which is called coil, and that's Shaykh to Adam specifically. And then there's a yam which is shayach to which is mufka from Adam, and that's where everything is tohar. The musig of koil that's shayach to Adam is the word koil and the word kli, like we said a few times, is the same shayrish. That which contains is called kli. And the Oretz contains different things. It's called, and that's why the Koil is all Shaykh to the Oretz. Everything that has a container, everything that has a Kli Kibul, is Shaykh to the Olam of Oretz. That's why Tumah is Chal on things that have a Kli Kibul. Well, except for Mateches, but by and large, there's the world of Kalim is shayach to kibul, to function. That's where there's the chalois tuma, and meidach gisa, that's where avodas adam lies. In avodas adam is shayach dafka with Kalim, and that's why Kalim have chshivas. Stam things don't have chshivas. Some things are kli, whether it needs a kli kibul or whether it's a kli stam, depending on the material, it becomes a kli that's mekabel something. And b'meila it's shayach to olam of tuma as well. The reason why it's shayach to olam of tuma is because that's when it becomes shayach to the world of adam. So the Bria is mechulak into Shnaim. It's mechulak in the place where there's a chalois of Kli and Bemela Koil. And it's mechulak to Yam, which is not shayach to any Kalim. It's not shayach to any Gdorim. It's boundless. The whole musig of Aretz, the whole musig of what we call Aretz, is shayach dafka to Gvulois. Like it says in the Pasuk, Gvul samto bal yavoirun bal yeshuvun lechasis oretz. The bria of oretz was that a Kaddish Baruch Hu instituted gvulis into the world. A yam is by its nature bli gvul, and bemelas mishoylechu mispashit, and it doesn't ever come to any type of end mitzad its mitzias. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to, and the Yam is not a mokum for Adam. Adam is not shaykh to Yam. And that's why the Mabul is the Churm of the world. Adam is not shaykh to live in the Yam. The place where Adam is shaykh is to Eretz, and the Metzias of Eretz, the foundation of Eretz, was Gvul Sam to Bal Yavirun. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ad Kan V'day. The Yam comes up to the Choyl, and the choyl is a gvul. Gvul sam to choyl by avoyrun. You place the choyl and it becomes a gvul. And you have aretz. So the metzias of aretz is built on gvulis. And b'meila it shayach to a world of kli and choyl. Every kli is magbil, that which is in it. If a person has a quart, he can put a quart of water in it. If a person has a gallon kli, he can put a gallon of water. V'chulu, that's the world of kalim. The world of kalim, the world of gvulus, and that's what the metzias adam is. That is the pshat in the music of kalim as far as adam. Ebtzodik says, and that only, but he says it just as clear as Reb Tzadik says that Yiras Shemayim, he says, is the Hagoshas Chisorin in a person. A person who is, let's examine the process of a Yira. The opposite of Yira Lamosh in a person is Zechichus Hadas. A person is very self-confident, very, very pleased with himself, and he doesn't feel he has any gvulas whatsoever. He's mispashet v'hoylech, like the Gemara says, when a person is besimcha, he's physically, you know, it says the tadash netzim, his foot became big. When a person is beschichus hadas, he overflows. He has no boundary. He knows no bounds. Like we say, he's too big for his kalim. He's there's nothing that holds him in. That's the schichus das, which is be'etzim the opposite of Yir Shemayim. The Gemara says that I forgot who was the Gemara Shabbos where he saw about his Rebbe. It doesn't say Zocha Daita, but it says also a Lashon that is das good. And he said, I realized I could ask him anything on the Chalal Shel Oilam. It's a feeling of self confidence, a feeling of self assuredness is that the person is shayach to everything. He's mispashit everywhere. Yir Shemayim is the more I margish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more I'm magish where I'm not. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is M'loi Cholot Kvoidoi, then I'm nowhere. If Shivis Hashem L'Negdi Somid, so I shrink down to very, very small size. The Hargosha of lack of Chisorin is the feeling it is Yir Shemayim. That's high now. That's why Reb Tzadik says in old Inyanim, when you're comparing Inyanim in the world between Zohar and the Keva, when you're trying to draw parallels, Midas Ha'ava is parallel to Zohar, because it's when a person is in an expansive mood, Darker Shal Ish Lichboish, that's the Teva of expansiveness is like Zohar. The Teva of Yira is when the person feels his own lack, when a person feels his own insufficiency, that's where the person becomes a chaser. That's where the person becomes a mekabel. In the place where the person is a chaser, that's where he has a kli for a kibbel. A person learns halacha. So it goes in one ear, goes out the other ear, because it's not going to be nageya and chulu. If it's nageya right now he mixed up the pots and the dishes, whatever it is. So the person comes with a desperate need for the shayla. So he knows when he hears the tshuva, he remembers it, because there was a kli kibbel for it. The makom chisaron in a person is the makom where he feels his gevulus, and every kli is the gevulus that a person made for it. So you have the gvul of the bria, the gvul is shafs a kli, and the toichin of the kli is the chisaron that the person feels. An isha, like using using the lashon of Reb Tzadik, the pchinas nukva of the bria is yira, and the pchinas nukva is called a kli. Like it says, ein isha kareses bris alim misha also is a kli. Wherever something becomes a base kibble, that's called kli in its metzias, and in midas hanefesh, that's where the chalos of yira is. The chalos of yira is the hole the person feels in his personality, where he's a chasa, because he realizes leumas hakadosh baruch hu how much of a chasa is, and that's the mokum that becomes the kli for a milu. So we have a one metzias. In three different eifanim, what's called yira in midas is a kli when we're speaking the relationship between a makabel and a noisen, and every kli, its chisaron is that it's a hagbola, ad kan vesuloi, it's the gvulus of the person, of the midah, of whatever it is. And that becomes the kli with the kibble. The gvulus become a kli for a kibble. That is the two sides, the flip side of midas, of the midas chisaron, and the midah of becoming a kli for a kibble. Let's go back a little bit, maybe to the shailas we saw before. The metzias of mishpatim in the Torah are that the there is a person's nefesh mitzad mominus is kuloi, everything is mine. Take a little child and let him play. I mean, people make a mistake. They always speak about the innocence and sweetness of children. It's not true. A baby, when he starts playing with something, what I want and what is mine is Hainu Hak. There is no music of Bailus. It's the, if I see it and I like it, so it's mine. And the music that it's not mine doesn't exist. It's not Shaykh. So the music of the Chalois of mine, that something is mine and is not mine, that Chalois is a chalois of dinei mamonis. The Acharonim say, and everybody's learned these inyanim in the Halacha Chelek, know it, that dinei mamonis are different than dinei shemayim. Reb Shimon's famous to say it. Dinei mamonis are a natural igvul in the bria. There's mine, there's yours, there's a transfer of mine to you, there's a gnev of mine to you, there's chiyuvim, there's achrayas. All those are inyanim that are paskin on the level of mishpat. And then the Torah says on this whole package, the Torah says if you're over on any of it, you're over gzela, you're over chamsen, v'chulu. So the etzim inyan of mishpatim is a gvul in the bria itself. It's not a din that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechayev the person, but it's the first and probably the primary layer of conceptual barriers in the bria. Is the barriers of mine and yours? Even primitive people that don't have gidri arayas, but gedorim of mine and yours are chal everywhere. So the musig of a gvul, where there's a gvul in the bria, that past this point I can't go. My personality can't go past this point. My rutzen can't overflow this nekuda, is in the world of mishpatim. And that is Yerushalayim. Lemaisa, that it seems to us, so when we look at it, Yerushalayim is it's a chisaron. That's keilu a person who's Yerushalayim is being mugbal. When we speak of gvulas, then we speak of somebody that's missing something. If I say I only have this amount, so the so I'm lacking something. That's the way we look at gvulas. But the emes is it's the exact opposite. And faket, it's people don't understand that it's a hefer. Just we said that the first thing when a child is told no, you can't take this toy because it's someone else's, he sees it as a gzeira min hashamayim. It means that I don't have everything I want. But the truth is, it's the opposite. You'll never ever have anything unless there's gvulus in the bria. The same gvul that becomes a mechitza, what you can't have, becomes a hagdar of what you can have. And if there were no kalim in the bria, if it was endless, then you'd have nothing. Having means that there is gvulus that defines you, and the same gvul that defines what's not yours defines what's yours also. It's a davar nifla when we misamik in it, that the whole musig of something of having something is because there's not having as well. There's a parsha nifla. It says by Elisha that Eishes Anavim, one of Eishes Anavim came crying to him, was Eishes Avadia, that her husband did so much for the Nevi'im, and look at what and look at what they the Noishim have come to take away everything. What can I do? Say Esther Yeshloch, what do you have? Haim Yeshloch Koil Ma'eshloch Babayis. So she said, Ainli Koil Babayis. I don't have Koil. I don't have anything in Babayis. I mean, the word Koil is interesting here. Ki'im Osoch Shemen Achas. I have one little pitcher of Shemen. So he said, listen. He says, Lechi V'Shali Kalim from all the Shechina Sayach. Go borrow Kalim and then close the door and fill up all the Kalim you can. And when you'll finish, that'll be the end of it. And then you'll sell it and so on and so forth. V'kachavi. Take a look at what happened. The Navi with the Koyach HaNavua opened up a yam, a mayim shein lam soif of oil. That's what he did. He said, this Asuch Shemen will now become a yam without gavulas. It's going to keep pouring Shemen. No, so that's wonderful. That's enough. What more do you need? It's a credit card without a limit. So why do you have to? Fine. So whenever Shemen, Shemen, the teretz is you cannot own a mayan of Shemen bli gvulas. It doesn't become yours. He told her, I can give the yam, but if you don't put kalim under it, it's not going to be yours. And b'meila, it's true. And when she finished all the kalim, there wasn't any more. And she was limited to the kalim. But it's not the pshat without the kalim should have a limited amount of shemen. Without the kalim should have zero shemen. A person doesn't have a kli kibble for ein soif. It's not his. If it's not mugdar, if it's not money and gomer, it's not his. Without psikas domim, you're not kind of something. Loose things that don't have agdara are not nikna. Just like you need psikas dom to be kinder, you need a hagdorah that so shemen neis that's bali gvul that's from that yama gadol of ein soif, that's not adam. It's a mocker for adam to be kinder, but it's not for adam. You take the kalim and you beshoil the kalim. They'll become yours for the shimush. Then you put into those kalim. That's what'll become yours. That's what it says over there. So the metzias of something becoming yours is only shayach when you put a gvul on it. That's the pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos that we saw, that a yirei shemayim is somebody that doesn't want to take something that's not his. Even though we're not talking about gzela, you have to be Yerush Shemayim not to be nana from gzela. That's pashut. But the koyach hanefesh of Yerush Shemayim is that the same gvul that stops you, if that's magdir the person, it's the, that same gvul is that which gives you the kli kibul for something. A person is Yirei Shemayim, besides not being over the gvul and taking something that's not his, he has no hana from something that is not his mamish. Hefker for Yirei Shemayim is nefesh is doichet. It's not mine. I know the time of mine. Yigia kaper, the Gemara says Yigia kaper kiseichel is better than a Yirei Chet. We once spoke about it. The marshal is very strange. But Al Kapanim, the Tzara Sheva that the David HaMelech speaking over there is, for something to become yours, Yirei Shemayim is a gedder in Kinyone Adam. And b'meila, the kinyan, if something is not my kli, I'm not nene from it. Someone who's Yirei Shemayim is ruggle to be nene from things that are his. And b'meila, if the thing is not his, then he's not nene from it. That's the side of the Chazal, that tzadikim's chaviv aleim amoinam. So it says because they're not nene from Gezel. I mean, it's schwer. I mean, it's like I would say tzaddikim enjoy eating thick steaks because they're very makran and kashrus. I mean, it's very nice to be makran and kashrus, but it l'chura taivas achila shouldn't be shayach to it. I mean, there's also the hiras taivas achila. The teretz is this nekuda of shaloi in mamoinam is really the zehirus of gezel is be'etzem what gives a tam in it. A person who's not a tzaddik is b'chol not nene from his mamoinoi. He's nene from pazronis. He's nene from hoilulus. He's nene from efkeris. But he can't be nene from mamoinoi because he doesn't have mamoinoi. There is no gedorim for him. The wherever there's a world without gedorim, wherever there's a world that has no gedor, so there's no kelim. And if there's no kelim, then the person's mafkir the musig of mind from it. That's the Chazal we spoke about, the different diagrams of Yira. The Tzara Shava of all the different Mishalim Chazal give there is that when a person doesn't have Yira Shemayim, he's lacking first of all a Kli Kibul and Gvulis. So that means he doesn't have the outer keys is the Pshat. That's the framework wherein you can have a Chalois of Torah. Torah can only be chal within a framework. And b'meila, if the person does not have the kli, then nothing can go into the kli. A person who has the shar of the person who has the shar chitzoni has a place where to store the inyanim pnimiyim. And so the mashal of Yirei Shemayim and versus being like an outer key and an inner key is the mashal of a kli versus the toichen of the kli, versus the tikboilus of the kli. The other mashal of chumtin and peiris is a mashal of the process of tzmicha. Biologically, the process of recovering and tzmicha is hainohach. A plant has a mahalach of a constant activity, enzymes develop something, break apart something, and the safe pasuk of tzmicha is recover. The only way a person can stop the mahalach, all preservatives that you put in, is by nature they stop dynamic biological process. That's what every preservative is. It's faket. It stops. A plant is still living, I mean, in a certain sense, when you kaitif the pre. And that mahalach is the mahalach that eventually leads to recovery. It keeps ripening and ripening and ripening till it overripes and it becomes spoiled. So the mahalach of kaf chumtin is a mahalach of gvulis. Ad kan. Malach, there's a mahalach makal roishe vayme gedoil. And then there's a mahalach that says ad kan vesuloi. The ad kan that's a gvul becomes also the kli kibul. That's the Yirei Shemayim is the oitzer because that's what keeps it. That's what holds it. So it's magbalit, but that agbala also makes it yours. That's metzias. The same thing. I mean, you see it all. I mean, Lamosh Moshe Rabbeinu when he said, you see a Chazal, you see the lashonis the Chazal used. How much is tomen in the innocent lashon? It says Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Ki ma Hashem al kechashu mimcha ki im liyira." So Chazal say, "Otu mulsa zutra sehi." So Chazal say, Moshel lemisha yeshle kli gadol, mevakshmen kli gadol v'yeshle milsa zutrasi, vakshmen katan vein lo yisna. But listen to what Chazal, listen to Pasuk in Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu calls Yira ki'im. In other words, the mida of Yira is the hagbala, ki'im. It's like not only to be Yirei Shamayim, but Yirei Shamayim means to be magbal things and to structure them, to put a gvul around things. Ki'im is the hagdara of Yira. Me'idach kisa, the metzias of... Chazal call Yira a kli cotton, kli gadol, because that is the metzias of Yira. That is what Yira is. It's a kli, and it's a shaila if you have the kli, you don't have the kli. Two inyanim anoveya from this inyan. First of all, what Yira Shemayim frustrates a person a lot more than chiyuvei mitzvahs and avas Hashem. In the world of accomplishing, of doing, so a person is lazy with this, but you can fire up a person and say, you'll learn a few more hours, you'll know this, you'll know this, you'll know this. Fine, it's a challenge, and a person likes it. A person is ambitious, and it's a question of channeling ambition to a greater area. It's challenging ambition instead of to dvarim chumriyim, challenge it to dvarim ruchniyim. But a person relates it well, because a person betzim wants. A person wants to acquire, a person wants to accomplish, a person wants to do. And when you tell a person not to do, a person gets irritated with it. I mean, even in the world of mitzvahs and averis, a person doesn't feel a sense of accomplishment in averis. Beseder, this I can't do, this I can't do, this I can't do. I mean, what do I get out of I can't do? A person doesn't understand, even on the level of chumri, a person should understand it. You don't have anything unless it's mugder. For the person that has everything, has nothing. That's the etzem b'riyas adam. It becomes part of the yamagodl, and a person has nothing in the yamagodl. Yamagodl is not his. It's not a mokim adam, and a person can't survive. It's a mabul. Because there's gdarim, because there's a metzias where a person is mugder, that bechlal gives them the possibility to have anything. And this I'm talking even on the lowest darga of Shali Shalach v'Shalach Shali is Amaretz. The person is being Metashis Kvulos. It's not Chesed. It's Amaretzis. Shalcha Shalcha v'Shali Shalcha, where the person distinguishes between Shali and Shalcha, but is Miyayed the Shali for Shalcha. So that we say is Chesed. The Pshat is the person has a Kvul, and the Kvul contains in itself a Bilti Mugbal. That's the great. But Shali Shalach Shalach Shali, that's Amaretz. The Pshat is the person is Metashtish any Gvulis, and it's a Churban. It's not a positive Inyan. So that is on the gather of Chaimer Pashat, that a person should understand that wherever the Torah is magbil a person, wherever the Torah is magdir a person, then fakert, that's the only thing that gives him the ability to have something. On a deeper vein, if a person is, what bothers a person is in Ruchnius, his gvulis. Everybody has his gvulis. Some person it's a gvul of seichel, and some person it's a gvul of opportunity, and some person it's a gvul of a chever, and some person it's a gvul of a sviva. Gvulis are what stop a person's steiging. A person feels had he not had these gvulis had he not had these gvulis, he would be much bigger. Aderch Melitza. This is a chazal here also, an interesting chazal about a Kadosh Baruch Hu Shem the mitzvahs. And there was a min asked someone, how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu shame mitzvahs? You see on Shabbos, he's the ruches and this and that. So he told him, a person is allowed to be metaltel in his chatz as much as he wants. So b'meila, the whole world is kula dechatzer shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila, a person is a Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel shame Shabbos because he's metaltel b'toy chatzer. That's the Lashon Chazal. there is no kinyan. You can't make a kinyan in someone else's chatzah. Except, kelev shalokeach is kinda nechatzah demeicha, if he agrees to it. But that's it's possible. The only time you can have yours in someone else's bilti gvul is when it's your kelev. The limitations that a person has are what make him his. If a person had, in the Lashon Yiddish is an oof in a cup, his mind could be kailed everything and know everything and would go in and out. So it's not his. So how is it defined as yours? It's not. It's because I have very clear gedorim and gvulis, and I have to be amal. So anything that I place in those gvulis become mine with the side of kelev shalakeach bechatzah shal moicha. It's what makes something mine. And everyone who's had to work hard in whatever way it is, whatever nisayan, whatever hardship it is, he knows that those things that he worked hard for are his lenetzach. The parish of Mishpatim is the midah of gvulos in the Bria. It's the midah of Tzimtzumim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is magbil and koitz of things, beteva. That's the teva, is mine, yours, his, and so on. And on the one hand, if a person looks at it with an ayin ra, he sees what he doesn't have. And if a person looks at it with ayin toiv, he begins to understand what he does have. The only thing we have is that which we've put in our kalim. Something that we don't have a kli, something that just a person has a zikaron bleak vul, it's a yamagadl. It's not his. It's a tape recorder for Torah. What a person has to harva to put into himself, in whatever gvul is HaKadosh Baruch Hu put, that becomes his. And the side of Yirei Shamayim is he only nena from his, because Yirei Shamayim is the midah of understanding a person's chesaronus, understanding a person's limitations, and understanding that because he's a bal chesaron, because of limitation, he's a kli, and everything that and anything after all the hard work, when it does go into the kli, it's his lenetzach mitzach. Chams.